Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Industrias Home. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2014 fourth quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of the macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Guedes dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Paiar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's 2014 fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's a pleasure to participate in this conference call in which we present the earnings results of Industrias Home, the fourth quarter of 2014 and the fiscal year. Initially, I will address some aspects of our organizational change that we have been implementing in recent quarters, which we believe to be essential for operational optimization and to be more productive. There were layoffs of officers in the fourth quarter of 2014, but in early February, we announced Francisco Vita Jr. as the new officer for the machine and broadcasting business. Francisco has a 20-year-long career, has a bachelor degree in mechanical engineering, and has worked for companies such as Thyssen Group and Mangas in Brazil, China, and the United States. We believe his international experience, as well as his professional quality, will add value to our organization. The ongoing organizational change will materialize after the elections, the election of the new board of directors, which will take place at the next annual shareholder meeting on March 17, 2015, appointing Luiz Cassiano as the candidate for the CEO position. This CEO replacement process was truly planning and implemented in recent years. Cassiano has been directly exposed to areas considered strongly strategic for the company, such as the turnaround and restructuring of all subsidiaries and the management of the supply chain department, in which structural changes were made aiming operational flexibility with optimization of the working capital and readiness to meet our customers' needs. In addition to his on-the-job training, he attended the best business school of the world, like Chicago Bulls, IMD, and the Harvard School of Business in preparation course for CEOs. As for me, Cassiano is well prepared and ready to lead the manager of the company. From this moment, I will focus my comments on the outcome of the fourth quarter and the year. 2014 was a year with deteriorated economic environment. However, the Soccer World Cup in June brought anomalies not observed in previous years. In the second half of the year, the Brazilian presidential election also brought volatility to the economy not observed in similar process before. With that, despite government incentives, order entry of the new machines for the Brazilian market shrank substantially. Fabio will present this number later on. In the opposite of this movement, we observed the casting business in the last, In the last call, we already mentioned this possibility of improvement mainly to the wind power markets. Another point I discussed several times was the stability of Booker and Weber. As expected, the fourth quarter was the best quarter of the year for Booker and consolidated another year of positive results. Its backlog remains strongly with demand for 2015, and again, deliveries will be concentrated in the second half of the year. The net profit for the year of 7.7 million and the EBITDA nearly to 45 million are constant with the challenge we experienced in 2014. Although it doesn't make us totally satisfied. I now turn the call over to Cassiano for his consideration about the scenarios, and I will return to the Q&A session. Please, Cassiano, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Livaldo and the Homes Board of Directors to appoint my name as a CEO candidate on the next board meeting, which will be held in March. Regarding 2015, despite the fact we have no visibility on the capital goods industry in the beginning of the year, we are aware we should have big challenge due to the lower demand of machines domestically. However, it is on years like 2015 that we should capture some good opportunities. We do have the possibility to consolidate our leadership on the Brazilian market of machines. We still be our journey to growth internationally, and we can realize some more growth on the casting business, delivering with excellence the orders for the wind power industry. Moreover, we begin this year with a strong balance sheet, inventory on lower levels, and a structure optimized. Therefore, we start this year very focused and well prepared to capture the opportunities above said. We also are very flexible to any fluctuation on demand that may occur over the next months. Now I'd like to turn the call to Fabio for the fourth quarter results. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this conference call. I'd like to start on slide number 3, showing the highlights of the fourth quarter. Revenues dropped by 2.6% this quarter when compared to the fourth quarter 2013 and 2.8% in 2014, mainly due to the lower demand in the Brazilian market, especially in the machinery businesses. On the other hand, as a result of the operational improvements in our subsidiaries abroad, in 2014, exports and foreign markets increased 13.8% in U.S. dollars compared to 2013. The Brazilian political and economic uncertainties are still impacting the business confidence and the level of investment, and it reflects negatively on our machinery businesses. It can be seen the order entry of machine tools and plastic machines that both decreased in 2014 compared to 2013. On the opposite direction, order entry of our German subsidiary, the Burkhardt & Weber, and casting business related to the wind power segment have increased substantially in line with our expectations. Investments in 2014 amounted to 32.5 million reais and were mainly related to operational improvements focused on flexibility and working capital optimization. Cash generation was positive in this quarter, reducing net debt by 10.6 million despite the 7 million reais related to the share buyback program that was concluded last December. Going to the following chart, number 4. The latest gross fixed capital formation index shows a significant decrease over 2014, and it reflects in the order entry, especially in the domestic machinery businesses. The chart number five, the uncertain and volatile atmosphere of the Brazilian economy has especially impacted the industrial segments, making the general level of capacity utilization drop since the beginning of the year, as well as the confidence levels that reached its lowest level in January 2015 since the global crisis of 2009, which also reflects in our order entry, especially in the machinery businesses. The chart number six, this is the revenues, the main market that purchase our products by business unit. In the machine tools business, automotive and agriculture segments decreased its production in 2014, and consequently the demand of new machines of such segments in 2014 also dropped. In the plastic business, which is widely used in the consumer products, in 2014 the packaging sector kept its position of the most significant demanding segment. In the casting business, wind power sector started recovering and its share reached 24% in 2014. The chart number seven, machine tools business accounted for about 70% of the revenues in 2014, followed by plastic machines and castings with 15% each one. In 2014, domestic sales decreased about 11% due to the challenging scenario of the Brazilian industry. On the other hand, foreign sales increased 13.8% in US dollar as a result of the operational improvements made in the subsidiaries abroad. The chart number eight, the sales distribution shows an increase in the external market sales in the consolidated revenues that jumped from 26% in 2013 to 31% in 2014. Main external markets are Europe and Asia. In 2013, Latin America reached 10% participation due to a specific customer that ordered a package of heavy machines that we did not have the same package in 2014. That's why it dropped from 10 to 2%. The chart number nine, the order entry and order backlog. Order entry in the fourth quarter 2014 increased by 10.2% compared to the same period in 2013. The main reasons of such increase are the wind power orders in the casting business, as already expected, and the order entry of heavy machines in our German subsidiary, the Burkhardt & Weber, that amounted to 44 million reais, showing a growth of about 122% compared to the fourth quarter 2013. This concentration in some quarters are considered normal and natural because BW sells a complete solution of high aggregated value. On the other hand, domestic order entry for machine tools, excluding BW figures, decreased 36.4% and plastic machines 20.5%. In 2014, orders decreased 13.1%, mainly due to the lower orders of machines in the domestic market. Order backlog of the machinery businesses decreased 9.3% by the end of 2014 compared to 2013, mainly due to the domestic market orders in the machinery business. Positive highlights to the casting backlog that grew 89.3%. The chart number 10, although 2014 production was lower compared to 2013, the cost structure was not significantly affected due to the company focus on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible. Moving forward to slide number 11, comparing the fourth quarter 2014 to the same period 2013, gross and operating margins reduced mainly due to the following aspects. The mix of products with higher participation of smaller machines, the decrease of CNC machines in the domestic market, and the layoff costs amounting to 2.6 million reais in the fourth quarter 2014 related to the operational structure optimization. For the entire year of 2014, operating margins were impacted by layoff expenses in the amount of approximately 11 million. The chart 12, the net profit in this quarter was positive in the amount of 5.6 million, mainly due to the higher volume of foreign market compared to the previous quarter. In 2014, although the adverse macroeconomic scenario, net result was positive in the amount of 7.7 million reais. Then the chart number 13, in the machine tool business, gross and EBITDA margins reduced mainly due to the mix of products with lower share of CNC machines in the domestic market and costs related to the optimization of the operational structure. The plastic machines represent an improvement on the EBITDA margin mainly to the increase of 19.7% in revenues 2014 compared to 2013. Castings is still performing negative margins, mainly due to the low level of capacity utilization, which is currently below 50%, which is a result of the lower trucks and agriculture machinery production in 2014. The chart number 14, this is cash position. During the fourth quarter, net debt was reduced by 10.6 million. Inventories were in a low level, good level of collection, and it's all expected that the result of the operational measures, like the reduction in lead time production, the flexible working hours, the flexible manufacturing system, among others, are reflecting positively on the Romy's working capital. The chart number 15, our German subsidiary Buchhalter & Weber. As mentioned in our previous calls, most of BW machines were scheduled to be delivered in the last quarter of 2014, and it materialized as expected, as we can see in the fourth quarter results where EBITDA margin reached 17.9%. BW operations remains very solid with good, with a very good order entry in 2014. And in terms of backlog, 2015 is pretty much booked. And moving to the chart number 16, Romy's business is sensitive to the macroeconomic scenario and presents mature fluctuation on demand depending on the confidence and uncertainty levels that were in the current level, the very high. As the country is facing a challenging scenario and impacts can be seen in our operations, mainly in the order entry. This fact, as well as the lack of perspective, makes our shares performance below the Ibovespa. In last July, Romy announced a share buyback program of up to 3 million shares. This program was concluded last December with acquisition of the 3 million shares, with a total investment on this program of 10.3 million reais. Now I finish my presentation and I'd like to invite you to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
I want to thank all the analysts and the market in general for the support that has been doing for me during the last past 8 years. I've managed this company. I believe I'm leaving Rome very well prepared for the challenge that we are currently facing, and I wish Cassiano full success in its management. Thank you and good day, everyone.
That does conclude Rome's quarter earning results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.